the European executive search market, I mean, everyone knows it's tough, right? It's this, you know, this crazy mix of different languages, different cultures, and really high stakes.
It is. And that's the backdrop for what we're looking at today. This firm, Atlantic Research Technologies, or ART, they were founded back in 87, a U.S. firm looking at Europe's bricks and mortar recruitment model and basically saying, we can do better.
Right. They wanted to be a disruptor, to
Sure.
tear up the old playbook.
That was the whole idea. They saw these traditional agencies with huge overheads tied to specific cities, which just artificially shrank the talent pool.
Okay, but hold on. Their whole philosophy is being virtually local. Isn't that just a fancy term for, you know, cutting costs by not having offices? How can you be local from thousands of miles away?
Well, that's the core of their argument. They say physical location is, well, it's irrelevant now. They leverage, and this is their phrase, the 19th century invention of the telephone plus the modern internet. And with those tools, they claim they can operate locally in something like 1,500 markets. They just reject the idea that a border or an ocean should limit where you find the best person for the job.
Okay, so let's get into the mechanics because this is where it really hits home. Traditional firms work on a retainer, a percentage of salary. RT doesn't. They use a flat fee, results-only system. Why is that so important for us to understand?
Because it completely changes the motivation. I mean, think about it. If you're getting paid a retainer up front, you're getting paid for your time.
Right, there's no urgency.
None. You can take 3, 4, even 6 months. The RT model, the flat fee model, it forces this hyper efficiency. They only get that full fee when the person is successfully hired.
So they're basically betting on their own speed and accuracy.
Exactly. They are financially driven to get it right and get it right fast.
And the data we have seems to back that up. We're talking 3 to 4 weeks on average for a search.
Compared to that 3 to 6 month industry standard, yeah, it's a world of difference. But, and this is key, that speed can't come at the cost of cultural
A
understanding.
cultural bridge, right?
Absolutely. Speed is useless if you put the wrong person in the role because you didn't get the nuances. So they invest a lot in having native language resources internally, you know, German, Dutch, Swedish, so their recruiters can talk the talk.
So you get the American headhunting methodology, but delivered with that local fluency.
That's the goal.
Okay, this brings us to how they actually find people. They completely reject advertising. I mean, most companies lead with job ads. Why do they think that's a bad idea?
It all comes down to the risk profile of the candidate. Their argument is that advertising only attracts people who are actively, you know, looking for a new job.
The barely acceptable candidates, as they put it.
It sounds harsh, but they see it as introducing uncertainty. Their whole shrew headhunting approach is about direct identification. They'll go straight to a client's competitor.
Poaching, basically.
It's direct solicitation, yeah. They find someone who is already a proven successful operator in that exact space. It's the least risky choice. You're not hiring a job seeker. You're hiring a known quantity.
And a key part of this is that the senior recruiter does all the work.
Yeah.
No handing it off to a junior analyst.
Yes, 100% of the work. The recruiter has to have at least a decade of experience. It keeps the quality control incredibly high. No outsourcing.
So this whole process, it's designed to find one very specific type of person they call the doer. Who is that?
The doer is.
Right.
They're the hardworking, result-focused manager, someone who thrives on change, has high integrity, and this is critical, has that linguistic versatility. Fluent English plus whatever local languages are needed, they're brought in to be catalysts.
Let's talk about where those catalysts are most needed. If we look at the DACH region, so Germany, Austria, Switzerland, how does this model apply to the middle stand?
Right, the middle stand. These are the medium-sized, often family-run companies that are global leaders. They're the engine of that economy. But they can be very traditional.
So they need a change agent.
Precisely. Someone who can modernize the business style without, you know, destroying the company's core values. And to find that person, you absolutely need recruiters who are fluent in Deutsch and who understand that very unique corporate culture.
Okay, and then what about, say, the Benelux region? Is the need different there?
It can be. The Netherlands, for example, is often a strategic hub. So the need there is often for more aggressive entrepreneurial types, business development leaders.
Like that example we saw, the European managing director for a U.S. marine insurance firm in Rotterdam.
Exactly. That wasn't just a sales role. This person was managing clients worth billions of euros with full P&L responsibility. You need a very high accountability person for a role like that.
And to make all this work at high speed, they run 247, 365. The search never stops.
That's how they back up the speed claim, continuous operation.
So when you boil it all down, what we're seeing is this fusion of high-standard American headhunting with a really deep local European fluency. It seems to prove that, you know, proximity isn't everything. Accountability is.
It really is, and it leaves us with a big question, one for you to think about. If a firm can successfully place leaders to run multi-billion euro operations, navigating P&L, regulations, all of it, using a purely virtually local model, how much does a physical office actually matter anymore for finding top talent? What does this mean for the future of global leadership over the next, say, 5 years?